From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns welcoming you to our first broadcast of 2006. Let me wish you the Lord's blessing in this new year. Thank you for joining us today. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, we have a text of Scripture that contains a promise that I think it would be good for all of us who name the name of the Lord Jesus to take with us into this new year of 2006. They that wait upon the Lord, the prophet says in chapter 40, verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Soaring saints, mounting up with wings as eagles. That should be our aim and our prayer for this new year. Andrew Murray tells the story of how, on a visit to Switzerland, he saw an eagle that reminded him of many of God's people. It was, in his words, a splendid bird, but it was chained to a rock. It had some 20 or 30 feet of chain attached to its legs, and to an iron bolt in the rock. There was the king of birds, meant to soar into heaven, chained down to the earth. God means his people to soar. He has given them the wings of faith to mount up into the heavenlies, to enjoy the blessings of his grace in Christ. No eagle can be content to dwell chained to the earth. No Christian can be content to be held in his experience to a life of bondage or spiritual frustration. How have we entered this new year? Have we come into it on eagle's wings, or are we chained to earth by fleshly lusts or worldly pursuits? Whatever holds us back from soaring to the actual enjoyment of our blessings in Christ must be confessed as sin and must be repudiated. We must mount up and live above the world and sin. This is not to be misunderstood as some sort of perfectionism. Even eagles are not always on the wing, and sometimes their wings are not as strong as at other times. They're still eagles, but they need to renew their strength. Every Christian knows from personal experience the spiritual parallel of this. That is why we must wait upon the Lord. It is the lack of waiting prayerfully and submissively on the Lord that most chains Christians to earth. Let us mark this beginning of a new year by waiting upon the Lord. Let us give him the time that we have all too often stolen and used in selfish pursuits. Let us do this not merely today, but every day. We will find that our God keeps his word. He will give us new strength. He will energize our faith. He will cut the chains of earth, and we will soar into the realms of vital godliness on eagle's wings. As Andrew Murray said, every child of God is born with eagle's wings. God means you to live a heavenly life.
All creatures of our God and King. Oh, praise Him.
As I said at the top of the program, it's good to have you with us as we start out on a new year of broadcasting here on Let the Bible Speak. This is an exciting time for us. We have our new website up and running, and it's only going to become better and fuller with the passage of time. So make sure to be a frequent visitor to our website at ltbsradio.com or letthebiblespeakradio.com. Just remember, when you're going to our website, to include the word radio in the address, ltbsradio.com. For those of you who prefer to write or call, our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. And our toll-free telephone number is 866-877-LTBS, 866-877-LTBS. 5827. This week on the program, we have a special tape or CD offer that I think you will not only enjoy, but benefit greatly from. It is Dr. Ed Panosian's message on Islam. Both by family history and by sound scholarship, as a premier church historian, Dr. Panosian is the ideal man to bring this message. And you can get your copy of Ed Panosian on Islam on cassette or CD by writing or calling us here at Let the Bible Speak. And we trust that you'll do so.
Yeah.
Now this morning we return to Psalm 138, where at the final verse I have been doing some verse-by-verse studies of the great subjects that are related to us in this psalm. And we'll take a couple of weeks, God willing, on this eighth verse. We're today going to deal with the first part of the verse, which says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me." The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. David, in these few words, is teaching a great theological truth that has an immediate practical importance. If you were to put this truth in strictly theological language, what David is teaching is the immanence of the transcendent God. Now that sounds very perplexing, and yet it's important, I think, that you should learn the terminology. The transcendence of God is a word used to describe the fact that He is beyond and above and outside of His creation. In other words, God is not part of the universe. Now, we're not speaking about where He lives. We're speaking about what He is. Every other being is a created being. The transcendence of God speaks of the order of His being, the kind of His being. He is uncreated, and in that sense, He is outside the universe, which is comprised of all that He has created. I don't want to get off on a tangent before I get started, but this actually is the answer to that hoary old question that ignorant philosophers have raised against the God of the Bible. And that is, if everything must have a cause, then what caused God? Whoever said everything, every being must have a cause? Nobody with any sense, anyway. Every created being or every contingent being must have a cause outside of itself. But for anything to exist, God must be, and without Him, nothing can exist. That's His transcendence. And yet, the truth is that this transcendent God is immanent. That is, He is present and active in His creation and with His people. If you want to put it in the simplest terms, though our God is infinitely great, He takes personal care of all and every one of His people. Or in the words of our text, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. You see, the Lord our God is not some distant deity. The deist used to speak of God as the great watchmaker who created everything, wound up the universe like a clock, and then as the spring uncoiled and time ticked by, the great watchmaker just stood back or sat back in total isolation and had no hand in the day-to-day direction of its affairs, or had no way of intervening in the course of the events of this life. That is not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is the Creator, He's the upholder, He's the governor, He's the director of all that He creates. The Lord Jesus Himself taught us that God is our Father. So he's not only creator and upholder, but he's the father of his people. I know that that has a tremendous depth of meaning as to the way of salvation and what happens when God exercises that way, that he brings us into a family relationship with him. We are begotten again, born again into the family of God. We're adopted into the family so that legally we are invested with all the rights and privileges of carrying the name and all the benefits and blessings of the family of God. So, he's our Father. But that tells us he's the one, therefore, who knows us and who cares about us. Didn't the Bible tell us in the words of Peter, in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, that we are to cast all our care on him? For he careth for us. In the struggles of life, there's no sweeter knowledge than this. He cares for you. You know, if the devil can ever make you doubt that, he has cast a shadow across your life. He's brought a coldness into your life. If he can ever make you doubt that, he has brought you to a place of despair and depression and defeat. But the Word of God assures every child of God, whatever is happening, may I repeat something I said a couple of weeks ago? Do not judge God or come to your conclusions about him because of how you view your circumstances. Rather, view your circumstances through the prism of what you already know about the Lord. And the Bible says, he careth for you. And that care is an effective care. It's not just some impotent desire on the Lord's part to do us good. It is not that the Lord is sitting up in heaven, wringing his hands and saying, oh, I wish that there were something I could do for that person. No, this is an effective care that has within it the power to bring about its designs. Now that was the assurance that David had in his heart as he penned the words of this text. If you read the context, the previous verse will make it clear that as far as man could see, things were not going very well for David. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. In fact, that is saying he was walking in the midst of trouble. He was beset about with difficulties of every kind. He had enemies inside and outside his country. His throne was constantly being threatened. His life was constantly under threat. It seemed that men and devils combined to stand against the man after God's own heart. As far as anybody could see, looking at David's life at this particular time, things were not going very well as trouble hedged him all around about. But you see, David looked at those troubles and he knew something that we should never forget. Trouble, however prolonged it may appear or be, however deep and terrible it may be in the pain that it inflicts, however perplexing and prolonged for us, trouble is temporary. Now never forget that. Trouble is temporary. David recognized that. If you turn to 2 Corinthians 4, and I'm not turning there for I don't want to start off on another tangent and preach in 2 Corinthians 4. But if you read the last verses of that chapter, you'll see that that is a thought that thrilled the heart of the Apostle Paul. In a day when he was beset about by trouble. When physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, he was in the hottest battle. When he felt his whole body, as it were, under the working of death, yet he rejoiced
that these things are only for a season. Our light affliction, he says, is but for a season. Trouble is temporary. And David therefore knew not to judge anything before the time, not to jump to foolish conclusions because he was in temporary trouble. However daunting the short-term outlook, he knew the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That's a wonderful truth. It's true immediately. The Lord will constantly work in me, through me, and for me. The Lord will constantly work in the circumstances to which I am subjected. He will do it throughout life. He will do it through death. And he will do it for all eternity. Ultimately. And let's understand, the things that are not seen now, they are the eternal things. And therefore, eternally, what God has set before his people is the endless, absolute perfection that he has planned, purchased, and purposed for his people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now, that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.